inspiring words of Jesus on the walk, thanks to freebibleversion.org. Matthew 18.
Around that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called over a small child. He had the child stand in front of them. "I tell you the truth, unless you change the way you think and become like little children, you won't ever enter the kingdom of heaven," he told them. "But whoever humbles themselves and becomes like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever accepts a little child like this in my name accepts me. But anyone who makes one of these little ones who trust in me sin, it will be better for them to have a large millstone tied around their neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea." What disaster is coming on the world for all its temptations to sin? Temptations will surely come, but it will be a disaster for the person through whom the temptation comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to enter eternal life crippled or lame, rather than to have two hands or two feet and to be thrown into eternal fire. If your eye causes you to sin, pull it out and throw it away. It's better for you to enter eternal life with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into the fire of judgment. Make sure you don't look down on these little ones. I tell you that in heaven, their angels are always with my heavenly Father. What do you think about this? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, won't he leave the 99 on the hills and go in search of the one that's lost? And if he finds it, I tell you, he really rejoices over that sheep more than the 99 that didn't get lost. In the same way, my heavenly Father doesn't want any of these little ones to be lost.